Aye. Those opposed? The motion prevails. The appointments of Greg McCullough and John J. Scanlon to the Campaign Finance and Public Disclosure Board are confirmed.
Then,
Senator Pogamiller.
Mr. President, then just to finish up for this evening, there are three, maybe four bills on the calendar that I think would be good to vote on so that they don't get hung up with the House. We won't do the whole calendar. There's quite a few members missing, so I'm trying to avoid some votes here. But so, Mr. President, I move we take up the calendar and take up number one, a Berglund bill, number four, the Murphy bill, number eight, the Chaudhry bill, and number 11, the Langseth bill. And waive the lie over on the Langseth bill. I would move to waive the lie over on the Langseth bill.
On the motion to waive the lie over on Senate File 3379, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. We have before us the Senate calendar. On that motion, all those in favor of taking up the Senate calendar, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed? The motion prevails. We have before us four bills on the calendar. The first bill is Senate File Number 2702, Senator Berglund. The Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 2702, a bill for an act relating to health, establishing licensure for birth centers, etc.
Discussion on the bill. Seeing none, the Secretary will take the roll on Senate File 2702. Have all senators voted who desire to vote? The Secretary will close the roll. There being 59 ayes and 2 nays, the bill is passed and its title is agreed to. Number 4 on the calendar is House File 3106, Senator Murphy. The Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
House File 3106, a bill for an act relating to public safety, amending first-degree driving while impaired crime to include prior felony convictions from other states, etc.
Discussion on the bill. Seeing none, the Secretary will take the roll on final passage. Have all senators voted who desire to vote? Secretary will close the roll. There being 59 ayes and 1 nay, the bill is passed and the title is agreed to. Number 8 on the calendar is Senate File 2900, Senator Chaudhry. The Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 2900, a bill for an act relating to natural resources, modifying aquaculture provisions, etc.
Discussion on the bill. Seeing none, the Secretary will take the roll on final passage. Have all senators voted who desire to vote? The Secretary will close the roll. There being 57 ayes and 4 nays, the bill is passed and its title is agreed to. The last bill on tonight's calendar is number 11, Senate File 3379, Senator Langseth. The Secretary will give the bill its third reading.
Senate File 3379, a bill for an act relating to public safety, appropriating money to match federal disaster assistance made available through FEMA Public Assistance Program.
Discussion of the bill. Seeing none, the Secretary will take the roll and find. Senator Rosen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would just like to say a thank you to Senator Langseth for taking care of this issue. It affects many of our counties all the way through western Minnesota and southern Minnesota, so I just wanted to say thank you for appropriating this money to all those counties.
Further discussion? Seeing none, the Secretary will take the roll on final passage on Senate File 3379. Have all senators voted who desire to vote? Rosen. The Secretary will close the roll. There being 61 ayes and no nays, the bill is passed as titles agreed to. That completes the work at the desk. 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Without objection, the following members will be excused from parts of today's session. All day, Senator Torres Ray, Senator Gimsey. Senator Scheid from 4 o'clock until the end. Senator Cohen from 4:25 to 4:55. Senator Metzen from 3:30 to 4:30. Senator Tomasoni from 4:30 to 5:10. Senator Ortman from 6:45 to 8:30. Senator Parasol from 6:45 to the end. Senator Olson G from 6:45 to the end. Senator Murphy from 6:45 to 7 o'clock. Senator Michelle from 6:45 to 7:10. Senator Anderson from 8:30 to 8:50. Senator Bach from 9:15 to 10:10. Senator Russ from 10:30 to 10:35. Senator
Scully. Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to announce that the Senate Tax Committee is meeting tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
Senator Tomasoni.
Mr. President, members, the Economic Development Budget and Housing Division will meet at 11 o'clock in room 107 tomorrow morning.
Other announcements of Senate interest? Senator Sieben?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to, I don't know the correct motion, but to excuse Senator Bach from 10:20 until the end of session.
We had Senator Bach from 9:15 to 10:10. Actually, Senator Bach would have to make that request. It's a bad precedent to have other members making requests that people be excused. Other announcements of Senate interest. Senator Prettner-Solon.
I'd like to announce that the Senate members of the Legislative Energy Committee will be meeting in room 21 tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Other announcements of Senate interest? Announcements of Senate interests. Seeing none, Senator Polkemiller.
Mr. President, members will come in at 1 o'clock tomorrow and kind of clear off the confirmation calendar. There will be a few things on the general orders. We'll get a list as soon as we can figure it out. And I think 1 o'clock works. National Prayer Day on the Mall is at noon, so that should work. So I'd move that the Senate adjourn till Thursday, May 6th, 1 p.m.
On that motion, all those in favor? Senator Sanger. Senator
Polkemiller, yield.
He will yield.
Maybe Senator Polkemiller, a little idea. We're going to do K-12 tomorrow, or is that still waiting? Can you help us on that?
I think we're going to try to do it tomorrow, but that $14 million is really difficult. So,
okay.
Well, I think if you're caucusing, you probably should prep yourself for it, but I'm not sure we're doing it, but we're going to try. We'll talk about it again in our caucus. So,
Senator Senjum?
Mr. President, Senate Republicans will have, we'll call it bill review tomorrow up in room 330 here at 12:30. I think a half hour should do.
On the motion by Senator Pogemiller to adjourn until 1 o'clock on May 6th, 2010. On that motion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.